All right. So with that said, we decided, or Shannon decided, with this great idea, to kind of do an almost anti or like a reverse New Year's resolution.
So not the things we're going to like add or the things that we're going to try to improve necessarily.
What habits we're going to start.
Right? We're going to talk about the stuff that we're going to stop.
Right. But yeah, so these are health trends that people think are healthy that we're actually going to stop doing in 2018.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys listening. And please, if you get a chance, go to the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. Like it, follow us, and then you guys can stay up to date with all the latest Addicted to Fitness podcast news. Now, also, we have another cool thing we want you guys to visit, another website, because they are our sponsors. And Shannon actually is drinking some of their product right now.
I am, and it's very delicious.
That's right.
It is the Hemp Coffee Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's very tasty.
Yeah, I just re-upped, and I actually bought a few extra bags to share with some of my clients. So, yes, it'd be the ETT Santa is going to be dropping off some THC coffee to his clients. So, awesome. Yes. Yeah, visit the hempcoffeeexchange.com. Visit hempcoffeeexchange.com to check out their products. They got a really good, interesting product, and it's delicious, guys. Trust me, we wouldn't drink it or promote it if it wasn't good-tasting coffee. And make sure you use the code ATF at checkout to save a whopping 20%.
And that's for people who like fractions. That's a fifth of your total price.
Wow.
That's substantial.
Thanks for doing the math.
Just to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm. And yes, you guys still have time to get it before the holidays, but buy soon, okay? All right, so let's get into our training recap for the week. I know we are our recaps aren't as, as exciting as they used to be, because now it's training is essentially
really slim.
Yeah, all our free time revolves around childcare. I was able to get on the radio this week and talk about training. I guess that's kind of my training recap. One of my clients who I've spoken about before on the podcast, Anthony Polichemy, is executive producer for a local radio show, a morning radio show, the Mike Calta Show, and he invited me on for a little after show he does every day, and he invited me on to talk about the Tampa Fit Moms program. The Tampa Strength Fit Moms program. So we got to get on there and jaw back and forth, talk about the program and why it's beneficial. And you guys heard last week why we want to make sure moms have an outlet for fitness.
Yeah, if you guys haven't actually given that episode a listen to, especially if you're a mom, you know a mom that is kind of looking for, well, why should I really bother working out or trying to be fit? Give it a listen, because it's got some really good points in there. Yeah. We've got some good links also in there that we include in our show notes for the episode.
Yeah, make sure you guys go to the show notes. I think I was talking to one mom in particular, who happened to be my mom, and she listens each week, but then she's like, I don't go to the show notes, and I told her, how dare you? There's so much other information in the show notes too, guys, so we encourage you guys to go there, elementaltampa.com. So I got to get on the show with Spanish, that's his nickname, just in case everybody's wondering, and we jawed back and forth about the Tampa Strength Fit Moms program. He asked me about my training at Master Mirrors, or the Mirrors Academy, the black belt test there, my days when I used to be overweight, and how I kind of made the change, the mental and physical change or transformation that I went through.
Okay, I know this is totally off topic, but you saying that and then what you said earlier, now all I can imagine is you as Santa Claus. In like a Santa outfit.
One day, you know? I won't be chubby.
I like literally can't think. I just see like Nick with a Santa outfit running around giving people the Hemp Coffee Exchange coffee bags. Yeah. Just throwing them out like Oprah. Like, you get a coffee bag.
I'm in, especially when it involves the hemp coffee. I'm in.
My head's just like in a weird place right now, a little bit too holiday, but.
And then all when I think about Santa, I feel this Chandler saying, I didn't get to shake my belly like a bowl full of jelly. Anyways, we're going off on a tangent here. Sorry. So back to the training. Yes, I was glad I got to talk with Spanish. She gave me that opportunity, and I'm going to hopefully have some clips from that, my appearance on there, on a couple of future episodes, or maybe just we'll share it with you guys on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. So other than that, you know, have my training again at Title this week. That's going really well. And also we're having starting to interview some fit moms coming into the Tampa Strength to check out the program. So we're doing consults this week. That's already started. So once again, you guys, visit TampaFitMoms.com. If you're in the Tampa Bay area and you would like to start 2018 off on a healthy note, so we can definitely help you with that. What about you? I know you are getting, you have an action-packed training recap.
I don't know if we're going to have enough time to talk about it because I did nothing. Aww. Absolutely freaking nothing. And you know what? I'm okay with it. For like the first time in my life, I did absolutely nothing last week, and I'm totally okay with that. And I don't feel guilty. I don't feel like bad about myself because regardless, I was damn active in my own right. You know, like running around. I've been at work. I've been like literally running from meeting to meeting, crisis to crisis. And on top of all of that, I have like started experimenting with just, you know, holding Ella in different ways that are a little bit more challenging. So,
well, I know.
Didn't do any official training, but I feel like life in itself is training.
I think you were mentioning something that you were doing squats with Ella and stuff like that.
Yes. So in a future episode, I'm going to be working on some kind of like, you probably heard like the mommy and me kind of workouts. I'm going to actually work on one and try to put some mommy and me workouts together based on yoga. They actually have classes at my studio that do this. Of course, I can't get into the studio ever. So this is just kind of going to be me making it up as I go along. And if I can get a workout together, maybe I will do like either a little video or I will do kind of like a blog post or something that we can share with you all so that if you're curious about how a desperate woman is getting some exercise, then I'll show you.
Right. Yeah. And I know we've done episodes where we've been working out while we episodes our Girl Scout Cookie Challenge or the Peloton Review. So maybe we'll do a Mommy and Me podcast and I can narrate it this time.
I know. That could be a live broadcast right there.
Ooh, that's bad.
We could stream live for that.
That's an interesting. All right. So that's our training recap for the week, guys. Please feel free to share your training for the week anytime. You guys can share it with us on our social channels, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, obviously the Facebook page, and also feel free to email it to us, guys. So let's get this conversation started. So we have Shannon found a really good topic for this week, and I think it's really kind of time appropriate. We're coming down to the end of the year. So this topic is a lot of people are obsessed with, you know, doing
New Year's resolutions.
Oh my gosh.
So many freaking New Year's resolutions of stuff they're going to do, stuff they're going to add or, you know.
They need a calendar to turn over to start doing stuff for apparently for some reason. But I think I might have gave this out. I think actually it must have been on a different outlet. But I think it's like, especially if fitness related, 4 out of 5 people quit their New Year's resolution. I can't even. I said revolution.
Revolution.
Hey, it's a revolution. Resolution by February. So I mean, that's
really sad. I can definitely see that because when I used to go to the gym, and you all who go to the gym know exactly what I'm talking about. You try to get in there on the second like Monday of the month of January, you freaking can't get a parking space. There's just all these newbies walking around in their fancy workout clothes, looking like lost.
Right.
And you can't get into your classes for a month. And then all of a sudden, the end of February rolls around, and it's like a ghost town again. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. It's all those people that stuck in there You get the gym back.
Yeah, it's beneficial to you, obviously, because you get more room, but then obviously it just means that people kind of fell off their fitness plan, which is sad to a certain extent.
It is sad. I know that you're very invested in other people's fitness, right. Whereas I am somewhat more selfish, and I'm like, get out of my
you're
way.
You're invested. That's why you're on the podcast. All right, so with that said, we decided, or Shannon decided, with this great idea, to kind of do an almost anti- or like a reverse New Year's resolution.
So not the things we're going to like add or the things that we're going to try to improve necessarily.
What habits we're going to start, right?
We're going to talk about the stuff that we're going to stop.
Right.
And it's not like, oh, I'm going to cut out chocolate. Because that's never happening. Oh. That's never happening right. ever.
But yeah, so these are health trends that people think are healthy that we're actually going to stop doing in 2018.
Yeah, so really flipping on its head. Instead of adding healthy things, we're going to take away things that people think are healthy habits. Yeah. We're going to take them out.
Right, exactly.
Out.
And then we're going to explain why maybe they're more healthy doing it this way.
We've got 1 for each month. Boom. Booyah.
Oh my gosh, you are so
I know, this is creative. Crazy. So cray-cray.
So do we want to go back and forth? We want to do that. You do one, I do one. You go, I go. It's church
sure.
rules. Sure. Yeah. That's what I said. Church rules. Anyways, let's do it. I want you to lead off since this was your bright idea. Please lead off.
All right. So everybody's heard that you need to drink more water. Well, guess what, folks? I'm not going to focus on drinking more water. Instead, I know that I actually already do drink a fair bit of water myself, and I really have realized that I'm missing out because I only drink water. I need to add in some other healthy beverages, so things like probiotic-rich kombucha. I really want to make sure I'm including that more in my diet. And also, I know that we've talked about juices in the past, but green juices, and particularly ones that don't have like loaded with fruit juice sugars, do have a lot of good nutrients, and I love them, and I just haven't had them in a long time, and I need to add those kind of nutrient rich beverages back in to my drinking habits, because yes, I am, you know, working to stay hydrated, which is very important, but if I can kind of do a 2-for-1, get my hydration and also get some nutrients, all the better.
Right.
So balance it, but instead of focusing on just drinking water,
right,
I really do want to make sure that I'm watching those additional nutrient drinks.
Yeah. And I mean, thankfully for you, you're not addicted to soda or anything like that or any juice cocktail or anything like that. So.
I try really hard not to get calories from my beverages as just like a rule of thumb. Plus, I don't like a lot of non-water drinks.
Yeah, besides THC, coffee. Yeah. Coffee exchange.
I have learned to love my one cup of coffee a day.
So yeah, that's a good one. So obviously you're going to say, and I've heard actually a lot of people say, a lot of nutritionists and scientists talk about how the recommendations for water intake might be a little bit over-exaggerated. So I can't cite any specific studies, but I have heard people talk about that. So we might be over consuming water to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to over consume water, especially since most people don't drink enough of it anyways. I mean, a lot of us walk around with mild headaches going, gosh, I've had a really stressful day. Well, guess what? Chances are you probably just not drank enough water.
Right. And also, I think that has to do too. You can eat a lot of foods that are high in water content. Yeah. So especially like vegetables and things like that.
But then we have a culture of high sodium intake, which is going to...
Right. Well, just mostly from processed foods and things like that, too. But like,
I'm just going to play devil's advocate no matter what we say.
I'm fine. No, you're not drinking enough. You're not going to drink any more water.
That's I'm not going to drink more water. I'm going to drink other beverages.
Yes. All right. So I'm actually going to counter yours.
Oh.
My healthy thing that I'm going to give up in 2018 is I'm going to drink more juice. So, kind of counter yours.
Wait.
So
the health tip is not to drink juice.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm giving up the healthy habit of drinking more juice.
Are you talking about like fresh cold pressed juice?
If you can listen, you just listen. You're gonna let me explain, right?
Sorry.
just like you explained. So I said whether it's ocean spray, fresh squeeze, or cold press, all juices, especially ones that are mainly from fruit, contain a lot of fructose, which is sugar, essentially, and can raise your blood sugar and cause an insulin response, which is what can really is kind of one of the main contributing factors to being in fat storage mode opposed to fat burning mode. So obviously, like you list the green juices, yep, which are definitely super beneficial for having any of those when you got kale, spinach, any other greens, beet greens especially too. Those are very high in micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, but the fructose level is a lot lower in that one. So yep, that one I wouldn't be opposed to, but when you go out and you get something that's a strawberry banana thing, it's just full of juice, and then
pineapple.
There's ones out there, I think Naked Juice is a brand, and yep, I mean, you think you get a container that's 16 ounces, it's got over 60 grams of sugar in that one container.
Two servings in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and each serving is packed with sugar.
Right, so things like that. That's what people, because people think you just drink more juice. Oh, it's because it's healthy. It's a health drink, essentially, and it's not necessarily the case. So
yeah,
things like Ocean Spray, which is the juice cocktails, Fresh Squeeze, OJ.
I think most people know that, the regular juices that you buy in the store are not necessarily healthy.
There's some people, honestly, when you look at the statistics we're approaching 40% obesity in the United States. I mean, you got to think that people think when they say 100% juice, even when it's 100% fruit juice, that is not necessarily healthy because of the amount of fructose that's in it.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I trust me, I know it seems counterintuitive to us, but we're in the minority, not the majority.
That's crazy.
So that was my number one thing I'm going to give up is drink more juices. All right, your second one.
All right, my second one is drinking almond milk as my go-to dairy replacement option mm-hmm. as my go-to dairy replacement. So you hear a lot of people saying, drink almond milk. You know, soy milk is in everything, and soy in excess can now hurt you, so you should drink almond milk. And I've been drinking almond milk
mm-hmm.
for ages. How long have we had that in our fridge? Like, ever since we've been together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, I've seen you've been drinking almond milk. Yeah, you probably started drinking it when you were a vegan, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been leaning on almond milk as my go-to for years. And now I'm going to say I'm giving it up because, oh, by the way, comes to find out, newer research is saying that there's really not that much good stuff in almond milk.
Right.
That it's basically just wasted. Kind of like I said before, how I don't like getting calories from non-water drinks.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of nutrients in it. And you see this, you know, like the milk council, like the dairy council has picked up on this. And if you've seen the commercials where they've compared almond milk and regular milk,
right,
they talk about the nutrients in both and how small that is in almond milk versus, you know, cow's milk.
Right.
Now, I'm not going back to full-time cow's milk because it's really hard on me, but I am going to look at some other non-dairy alternatives. So giving up the almond milk, going against the grain, since it took me a little while to grasp what Nick was saying, I'm going to reword the way I'm saying this. And since they're saying drink almond milk, I'm going to say nope. I'm going to go with newer studies, and I'm going to actually try to find some others.
I suggest coconut milk.
Coconut milk, cashew milk is one I really want to try, and even hemp milk.
I was going to say,
I've tried all these before, but I abandoned them thinking mm-hmm. I was doing myself a favor by sticking with almond milk.
Right.
And I'm not.
So yeah, that's good. I like that. That's a great one. Remember, these are healthy habits that we're going to actually, quote unquote, healthy habits that we're going to give up in 2018.
Dropping them like
and we'll tell you why we're giving them up. So my second one is I'm going to lift more heavy weights. So the reason why I'm going to give that supposed healthy benefit up is because even though I think it's important to lift heavy on a regular basis, I feel like incorporating more functional movements into my workouts will help me in the long run, opposed to like isolation exercise, like a bicep curl, a military press, a back squat. Because even though those things can be helpful to producing muscle and hypertrophy. Putting type of heavy loads, especially in areas where like my back or something like that, can lead to more potential for injury opposed to a functional movement like a kettlebell swing or a clean with a kettlebell or a sandbag. So as I get older, I want to avoid injury, and I feel like some of those isolation exercises, those typical weightlifting exercises, same things that you might see in CrossFit too, could be more detrimental to me than opposed to beneficial.
Yeah, dude, I got some injuries from that kind of ish.
Right, so that's why I'm much more, instead of lifting more, I'm going to add a little bit more functional training into my workout plans.
So the health tip is to lift more weight, and you're dropping it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
The idea of lifting more, you know, it is, yes, is the quote-unquote healthy habit I'm dropping in 2018.
Okay.
All right, so that's my number two. You're number three. Let's keep on moving.
All right, so the healthy recommendation or habit is to measure your fitness by how your pants fit. Everybody kind of, you know, thinks, you know, don't worry about the scale, what the scale says. They've instead moved on to say, judge it how your clothes fit. Well, I'm not going to measure by how my clothes fit anymore, even though I've done it forever, my entire life, pretty much. I thought this was the way to measure my fitness, but turns out, especially coming off pregnancy, this has been my previous go-to rating, but it's proven really inaccurate because it's still one flat measurement that doesn't accurately depict my current fitness. Instead, the strength, endurance, and energy levels that I feel, which granted, they're probably a little bit harder to measure, like as like a personal trainer, it's probably harder to measure like an energy level. But as an individual, instead of pulling on a pair of pants and saying, "Ooh, look, I fit in these," because guess what? I fit in most of my pre-pregnancy pants right now. Say that 10 times fast. Wow. Pre-pregnancy pants.
Alliteration.
But I do not have the strength, the endurance, and the energy that I had previously.
Oh, okay, I see where you're going.
That whole idea of measuring by how my clothes fit, awesome. I looked at the scale, I've lost weight. I feel my clothes are definitely looser. I can't even put on any maternity clothes. They're just too big. But I'm not fit. I'm not healthy as to what I would like deem my fitness to be. I mean, I think I'm healthy enough, but the strength that I used to have is lacking. The right. endurance, both cardio and muscular, I'm still developing and getting back.
Right.
And even my energy levels, though I feel them improving, they're not where they were.
Right.
So those are my new measurements for fitness.
Gotcha.
And I'm ditching the clothes size fit thing.
Okay. That's a good one. I like it. I like how you explained that too. All right. So my number three healthy habit, quote unquote healthy habit that I'm going to drop in 2018 is increase my flexibility.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm interested in to hear this one.
I enjoy, you know, that I think I have a pretty, I mean, I think for my...
For a dude.
For a dude. I think I have a pretty decent amount of flexibility. I think thanks to mainly the martial arts, but also now to a little bit more of the functional training that I'm getting into, I have good flexibility. But I really want to focus on mobility this year. And for you guys who want to know what mobility is, I recommend you go to a website called Functional Range Conditioning. Okay, it's FRC for short, and it explains mobility in great detail. There's this guy, Dr. Spina, who developed this system. Very, very interesting, and the guy is a wealth of knowledge. I'm really starting to learn about him now. So for quick kind of quick and dirty explanation of mobility, it's the amount of amount of active, usable motion that one possesses. And that will transfer into the more that you're able to maximize your movement and potential safely, efficiently, and effectively. So that's what I'm really focusing on, my mobility, because that's what's important to me. It's not important. I mean, I would love to be able to do the splits or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to get into the splits, you know.
in a safe way.
Yeah, and I don't want to just, you know, jump down and throw out the splits. I want to do it and
develop. I have a class for you to go to, and it will blow your mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And I also have another teaser for you.
All right. You gonna give it to me now, or are we gonna you gonna save it?
I'm gonna give it to you now. I'm just gonna tease it. The idea of a movement facilitator.
Yeah.
Just chew on that for a little while.
I'll chew on
movement facilitator.
Yeah,
I think heard it here.
Yep. All right, so that's the one I'm going to.
That's really cool.
Focus more on mobility and don't worry so much about flexibility in 2018.
All right. I dig it.
Phew. Four to you.
All right, so four is the healthy habit is steering clear of red meat. So, peace out. I am going to add red meat in.
Yeah. Boom.
So this is completely opposite for my former vegan self would be like, that's terrible. But no, I actually am missing out on a lot of the good things in quality red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a huge game meat eater, which I know you are. So, I mean, I'm going to try to be more adventurous when it comes to the sources of red meat and not just rely on, like, hamburger.
Right.
Cow steak.
Right.
So I am going to try to be a little bit more adventurous, but really, there's just some good for you things in right. red meat. We are built to be omnivores technically. So says our teeth, right? So we know that we can get very important nutrients for our bodies and strength. I've just gotten away. I think it's because so many years I stayed away from red meat. It took me a long time to get back to a point
right.
where I can say I'm going to add it back
right.
and like
good.
And really try to add a deeper variety of red meats.
Yeah, I got a whole freezer full of stuff.
Nick is smiling over here. He's
got
like
some good quality stuff that I think you'll like too.
Blissful look on his face. Yeah. Like, I finally turned her.
And I quick comment on game meat is that I think it's all about who processes it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it, people talk about gaminess has to do with being just poor process of, you know, breaking down the meat. So, obviously, wild game usually have a lot more glands and hormones pumping through their body. So
yeah.
if you don't take that in consideration, how the animal is processed, you can transfer that to the meat, and that's where that gaminess comes from. And luckily, I know the man who processes, my Uncle Chris processes all our venison, and he takes that in consideration. So I've never had any issues with that. So We'll get you venison, eating venison before the end of the year. Great, great healthy habit that you're going to drop in 2018.
You are very supportive of that one, huh?
I love it. All right, so my number four, that healthy habit that I'm going to drop in 2018 is meditate when I can.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to drop that. The reason why is because I have the Headspace app. It's basically a guided meditation app that it's right on my phone. And honestly, now they have a feature, they give you a brand new guided meditation every day, and it can range from 3 minutes to 20 minutes. And I say, if I can't give myself at least 3 minutes every day to meditate, then I really need to reprioritize my life. So instead of meditating when I can, I'm going to meditate every day.
So basically, instead of, you know, fitting it in, you're going to make time
it's
for
mandatory.
It.
It's mandatory. Yep.
That's freaking awesome.
That's it. So that's like my 2018 resolution is going to be meditate daily opposed to meditate when I can.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, I'm super guilty of the same thing, actually, where
right.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll meditate whenever I can. If I have a free minute, I'll just squeeze it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what's the first thing that gets cut when I have a free minute?
Meditating.
Right?
Yeah. That's why I said, like, the Headspace had 3 minutes. They have up to 20 minutes guided meditation.
I'm very interested in pursuing these apps.
Right.
I think we should talk about that.
Oh, shadow.
Let's talk about it. Yeah.
All right. So that's my number four. I'm going to throw it over to you. We're coming down to the end. What's your number five?
Eating more greens.
What?
Yes, I know. This is, I mean, I just said I'm basically going to eat more meat and eat less greens. What?
Mm-hmm.
What? Is this happening? So here's the deal. Eating more greens. We know, especially rich leafy greens as a female. I am all about that. I've been all about that. I've been conditioned to love it.
Mm-hmm.
I am now leaning on it as a crutch, though.
Right.
When it comes to produce, and especially vegetables, my first go-to is always a dark green something.
Mm-hmm.
It can be kale. It can be spinach. Spinach, oh my gosh. It is like, spinach is like my candy of the vegetables. Mm-hmm. I just always go to it as my produce.
It's that crutch food.
It's a crutch.
Yeah, it's
a crutch
food. Yeah, that's what we talked about.
It's not a bad crutch food.
No.
But it's, I have like given up all creativity and I've gotten so lazy that I am not adding anything else. And I mean, everything that I know in my bones is that you should be eating like a variety of colors, and especially when it comes to produce. And nowadays where we have so much available, I mean, this is a crime. Mm-hmm. When I actually stopped to think about a healthy habit I wanted to drop, eating more greens. Like,
right.
I need to scale back.
Yeah, you just need to incorporate other things.
Right? I need to be more adventurous again and really kind of look at other things that I can incorporate to make sure that I'm getting a full range. And that's what it comes down to, is I'm putting all of my eggs in one basket and putting all of my leaves in one basket, basically. All of the nutrients that come with dark leafy greens or dark greens, they're the similar nutrient.
Right.
So eating by color actually means you're going to extend your range of nutrients that you're consuming.
Right.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah, just broaden. That's great. We've talked about it before, about how few our variety in our diets now, as you know, as humans, has decreased vastly over time. So
even though we have access to way more.
Yeah. So that's a really important thing. That's a great one that you're essentially a healthy habit you're going to drop and then start a new one. All right. So five, right? All right.
Five.
We're going to buy all organic. Okay.
That's
so
the healthy habit you're
That's
dropping.
The healthy habit I'm going to drop. Buy all organic. Thank you.
Whoa.
So that's the one we're going to drop, because in certain instances, it's a good idea. We've talked about it each year when we do our, we review the Dirty
the
Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen,
right?
Yes.
So those items, definitely, you know, strawberries, unfortunately, always on that list, but that's why you buy them organic.
Yeah.
But there's also, on that same website, they have the Clean 15, where they list 15 items that you don't have to necessarily buy organic, because they don't have a lot of pesticides, or maybe the way the produce is constructed, tough outer skin that it can't penetrate. Yep. So, like so. And also, this kind of, I use the word organic, but that kind of encompasses all the labels. The terms on labels, all natural, grass-fed, pasture-raised, things like that. Unless I know it for sure, unless I buy it from, like, our friend Carlin, who I know goes to the small farmers and gets the foods.
Yeah.
If it's at the grocery store, those labels, they really mean next to nothing.
Yeah.
You know, because there's such a broad definition nowadays, and we've talked about that in a past episode, that it's not really – so it's not always economical to buy these things, because there is to buy the natural or the organic or the grass-fed, because also there's not a lot of nutritional benefit opposed to one to the other.
Yeah, the overall value is much much less.
Exactly. Unless, like I said, unless I get it from
for the label.
Yeah. If it's at the grocery store, those labels, I'm not going to – unless it's on the Dirty Dozen, I'm not going to worry about – going organic, you know. We can buy the conventionally produced apples. Oh, I know apples is on that list, but things like sweet potatoes, I think potatoes aren't on that list. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop the healthy habit of buying all organic in 2018 and be a little bit more open to buying the conventionally raised produce.
Well, I know our wallets will like that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one thing that's a balance you got to do. So
yeah.
If there's no nutritional benefit, then what's, you know, why you're just buying it because apparently that you like to be the guy who buys or gal that buys all organic.
Yeah.
All right, we've got one more each. Let's finish it off.
Oh, we are down to the last.
Mm-hmm.
So you may hear like a lot of health tips are, you know, move faster, keep, you know, move more intense. Chopping that out this year. I need to slow down. I need to make time for myself. I need to focus on things like, actually, we were just talking about meditation. more than I am, and even more than I focus on like high intensity training, like my HIIT workouts, or even, I hate to say it, spinning. So another kind of thing that I've learned is that yes, HIIT workouts, spinning, you know, even running, stuff like that, it is great to build up your cardiovascular strength and endurance and things like that. But that's one piece. That is one piece of the puzzle, of the fitness health puzzle. And now where there's other demands in life that have just kind of taken over so much more, I do not actually have this focus on slowing down and taking care of me, like really focusing on quieting my mind, quieting my body. If you're constantly running at a fast pace, if you keep moving faster, even if it's not just in your training, you're going to burn out. And I can feel like I'm going to burn out. I'm getting crispy around the edges. You know, there could be some smoke coming off me at this point.
Right.
I need to slow down. So talk about going against kind of the general health recommendations and what's considered a healthy habit. I need to ditch the moving fast and I need to slow down.
All right. Love it. Great way to cap off your healthy habits that you're going to drop in 2018.
Yeah.
My final healthy habit that I'm going to cut in 2018 is cut my caffeine intake. So
that makes sense for you.
Yes. And honestly, because, you know, everybody says, oh, too much caffeine, maybe, you know, overtax your adrenal gland, and that, you know, maybe it could be cause more fatigue or things like that. Well, I don't believe it. And due to the fact that caffeine, the only form of caffeine I take in is through coffee, that's definitely not going to happen, me stopping how much coffee I drink, okay? Not only because I love the taste of it, it's because the science backs up that what we've declared before is that coffee, in my opinion, I don't know, I don't want to speak for Shannon, but is the healthiest beverage on the planet. Okay. We even got I have a little link here from the website I use often, healthline.com, that has top 13 evidence-based health benefits of coffee. So we've talked about this extensively on the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll make sure to put this link in the show notes. But, you know, I think it's the healthiest beverage on the planet. It's a healthy bevy.
That's what you were about to do.
You're
about to hipsterfy your speech and say healthy bevy.
Don't call me a hipster. How dare you? Also, I don't have any health conditions, like anything like heart arrhythmias or anything like that. I don't have hypertension. I don't suffer from insomnia. So I see no reason to cut my coffee intake, you know. So I'm going to keep drinking my 3 to 4 cups a day. And it's really good because we just got a new Christmas gift that's going to help with that.
Santa hasn't actually, like, told us what it is.
I know.
Yeah, it's just that Santa left the box with the actual name of the product on it. So.
Yeah, it's written on the outside the box.
Thanks, Santa.
Yes.
We'll act surprised.
So, yeah. So, the supposed healthy habit that I'm going to drop in 2018 is cut my caffeine intake.
Got it.
Yep. Oh, that's not happening.
Well, then.
I might double my caffeine intake.
Mic drop on that one.
So, especially since we have our great sponsors, the Hemp Coffee Exchange, at our disposal.
And it's not even influenced by that. It just goes to show you why we have our sponsor is a wonderful coffee brand.
Exactly. We really believe in the benefits of coffee. So, once again, visit hempcoffeeexchange.com and use the promo code ATF to get 20% off. Please support our sponsors. You got anything else for them this week?
I don't. That is it. And I do think that this is probably our last podcast before the, you know, bulk of... Oh, and by the way, happy Hanukkah, belated Hanukkah to everybody that celebrated a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we just wanted to wish everybody a happy holidays, because you might be a little preoccupied during the time our next podcast goes up. So we will just say a happy holidays to you and yours. And if we don't get you to listen on Christmas Day, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
You can come back and visit us the next day.
Yep. All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Happy holidays.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Working, maybe because it's not on. Damn it. I was going to use that as our...
Outtake.
Yep.